head into hour number three of Pensacola right now. Hope you've had a wonderful Memorial Day and staying safe out there, drinking responsibility, all of that. And, of course, taking time to reflect on what the holiday is all about and what it should be all about today. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Thank you for spending part of your day with us here today as we fill you in on everything going on around the world today. And we'll start here locally with a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Really, the only slowdowns right now is going to be getting off of Navarre Beach. Extremely slow-moving traffic as you head towards Navarre Beach Causeway, getting closer to 98. It'll start to clear up, and other than that, we're looking great on 98, I-10, and I-110 also looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area, just at 10% and some scattered storms, but mostly cloudy throughout the rest of our area and a low of 68. For tonight, mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 82 degrees, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We start with our top three stories. President Biden honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country.
Let's never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent.
He spoke at the Arlington National Cemetery following a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Biden saying, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy."
And proceeds are expected to get underway Tuesday in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged in killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue in 2018, and this was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. He had reportedly offered to plead guilty in the return for a life sentence, but prosecutors are seeking the death penalty.
And hearing from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as the House is now set to vote this week on a bipartisan bill to raise the nation's debt limit.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
And the bill was announced over the weekend by McCarthy and President Biden. The deal must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk, and the House is expected to vote on that on Wednesday. Here locally, we are now just a day away from the next chapter in the saga over the Escambia School Superintendent 2 weeks after the board dismissed Dr. Tim Smith.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023 and asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent.
Now, since that motion and the meeting was made, there have been some residents in the county speaking out for current Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne, in that saying that she should be given the nod. We're expecting a considerable amount of public speakers for Sheena Payne, Keith Leonard to be in that interim job. The school board will be discussing what they want out of the interim superintendent and for how long, as well as the best way to move forward with finding a permanent replacement. Busy weekend for both Escambia and Santa Rosa sheriff deputies. We start with here in Escambia County. Just today, a man was found dead after being shot around 4 to 5 times in the back, this outside of the Days Inn on Lavelle Way at around 11:30 this morning.
It's hard. We just came to get away from Baton Rouge for a little while because we just lost someone to gun violence. We just buried him this past Friday. So it's kind of heartbreaking to know that it's really everywhere and it's nonstop violence going on.
Channel 3 talked to a family from New Orleans who is visiting the area after losing a loved one recently. Over in Santa Rosa County, hearing from Chief Deputy Shane Tucker regarding a man who was arrested in connection with a suspected homicide there.
Saturday, our deputies were dispatched to a home on Diamond Street after a witness reported seeing something that caused them to believe there was possibly a dead body at that residence. When our deputies got on scene, they confirmed there was, in fact, a decedent at that location.
It was 61-year-old Jeffrey Stoller who was arrested and charged with second-degree homicide, assault on an officer, and obstruction of justice. There was a massive block party open cantonment at the Webb Park. And the sheriff's office says that three people were shot, two 18-year-old women and a 21-year-old man. So far, no word on a suspect. All three victims were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In Bratt, two suspects were arrested after an early Sunday morning shooting there. 21-year-old Tiana Chick and 18-year-old Kendrell Kyles, now both charged with multiple counts, including aggravated battery. The two are accused of entering a trailer on Oakshade Road in Bratt and assaulting two victims. Finally, in Atmore, one person dead, another injured in a shooting that took place at around 2 this morning. Both victims were found, went to the hospital. One person died, and the other remains in serious condition. A little after 6:15, we'll get an updated look on the roads and our weather together.
We're still seeing slow-moving traffic getting out of Navarre Beach, but other than that, we are looking good. 98, nothing to slow you down, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111, and we're going to get an update for our weather from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The weather forecast for the rest of the work week continues with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Believe it or not, that's below normal, but it's almost June, so it is warm. Just keep that in mind. Next couple of mornings, by the way, won't be quite as cool. We'll see lows return to the 70s through the work week. Good news is rain chances are low for Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're looking for a higher rain chance, that looks to be Thursday during the daytime hours at 50% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Hey, one more local note before we go to state headlines. The tall ship, Spanish Navy training tall ship Juan Sebastian de Elcano, is back in Pensacola, and today it's open for a week of public tours. The ship is at the port of Pensacola, and it's been visiting Pensacola since the late 50s to celebrate the community's Spanish history.
Governor Ron DeSantis is observing Memorial Day at Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Jacksonville. DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans, and they are deserved our unending gratitude.
Over a dozen Caribbean migrants in custody in Broward County. Customs and Border Protection agents apprehended 19 who arrived in a 40-foot boat yesterday. 18 people from Haiti and one from the Dominican Republic made landfall in Pompano Beach near Lighthouse Point. The CBP says two of those captured are pregnant and two are children.
The so-called Freedom Summer sales tax holiday is underway in Florida. The tax holiday runs through Labor Day, includes admissions to music, sporting, and cultural events. Also exempt from tax or sales, state sales tax are movie tickets, state park admissions, certain boating and camping supplies, and children athletic equipment.
Bizarre story in Hillsborough County, where a man is fighting for his life after police say he was set on fire during an argument. Deputies say the victim got into a fight with 34-year-old Early Hargrove at a mobile gas station in Tampa. The situation escalated when Hargrove reportedly bought gasoline and poured it on the victim before lighting him on fire.
And a sad story out of Pinellas County. A man is facing charges in Pinellas County for allegedly killing his toddler son. St. Petersburg police arrested 22-year-old Aaron Kearing last night for shooting his two-year-old son. According to the police, the shooting happened when he got into a fight with his parents, got a gun, and struck his son. He crashed his vehicle, driving the boy to the hospital after the shooting.
Finally, a petition to remove a school board member who targeted the teacher who showed the Disney movie Strange World is up to over 18,000 signatures, rather. The petition urges Shannon Rodriguez to step down from the Hernando County School Board. She was allegedly the one who filed the complaint against Jenna Barbie with the Florida Department of Education. Barbie showed the film, which features a gay character, to a classroom of fifth graders. It's 6:21. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines before the Fox News update. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Some
Well, it's Pensacola right now here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Hope you're having a wonderful Memorial Day. Weather not quite what we thought it might be. Not nearly as nice as it was over the weekend, but no rain, at least not here. I think in Orange Beach it's getting rain, but overall can't complain too much.
Could be worse.
Could be a lot worse.
We've seen worse weekends, for
and
sure.
And, of course, speaking of worse weather, we do, of course, want to remind that the Atlantic hurricane season is starting officially on the 1st. That's this Thursday, so certainly a good time to get prepared for what we hope to avoid, but, of course, you never know when it is our turn. But the Atlantic hurricane season will be starting on Thursday the 1st there. And as far as the weather is concerned, we'll get a quick check on that and how the roads are looking right now.
Our roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. Only place that really is having real bad traffic right now is leaving Navarre Beach. So if you are on Navarre Beach and you're heading up the causeway, you're going to see slow traffic until you get to 98. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111, and taking a look at our weather. It is mostly cloudy today with some chances of rain, 10% chance of rain for the rest of the evening and a low of 68. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. It's 82 right now in Pensacola with mostly cloudy skies, 82 in Milton and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And coming up tomorrow, Bands on the Beach is going on Pensacola Beach. Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. This week, it's going to be Christy D's Bad Juju taking the stage. Top 40 hits from the 60s, present, Motown, and they're going to perform the way you want to hear them. So that's tomorrow, the beach.
Awesome. Today's top three stories. The House is set to be voting on Wednesday on the bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden announced the deal over the weekend. President Biden spoke at the Arlington National Cemetery this morning after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
And Biden says we must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy. And proceeds are going to be getting underway tomorrow in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. Jury selection wrapped up last week. Bowers is charged with killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue back in 2018. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Other national news of note, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising nuclear weapons to any nation that joins Russia and Belarus. The leader of Belarus made the pledge in comments broadcast Sunday on Russian state TV, saying, quote, "It's very simple. You have to join the union between Belarus and Russia, and that's it. There will be nuclear weapons for everyone."
An Iowa apartment complex that partly collapsed last night will be demolished tomorrow morning. Eight people were rescued and more were injured after the historic six-story building in Davenport partly collapsed. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson says K-9 search units are left the scene this afternoon after working through the night to looking for survivors. Mattson added that the officials haven't identified anyone who could be still in the building.
A Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to establish term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was on NBC's Meet the Press and says he has a term limits bill that would reduce lifetime appointments to 18-year terms.
More Russia news. Russia is ramping up its missile attacks on Ukraine. The latest wave of missile fire hit the capital city of Kyiv on Monday. Ukrainian forces say they shot down about a dozen missiles before they hit the targets, and at least one person was injured. The surprise daytime attack comes after cities across Ukraine were hit by a record number of Iranian-made kamikaze drones over the weekend.
For the first time since it was established 105 years ago, the name of Fort Bragg will officially change later this week. On Friday, Fort Bragg will become Fort Liberty. The action follows the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act in 2021, which mandates the name of 10 Army bases named after Confederate military leaders be changed. Fort Bragg was originally named after Confederate General Braxton Bragg.
And three people were killed during a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported Saturday night outside a saloon in Red River, just 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Three people died and five were injured during this annual event, which brings about 30,000 people to the mountain town.
In South Korea, the man who opened an emergency door on a jetliner as it was about to land is under arrest in Korea. The 33-year-old was formally arrested yesterday and charged with violating Korea's aviation security law. He's now facing up to 10 years in prison, and he apparently told police that he opened the emergency door because he felt suffocated and tried to get off the plane quickly.
A new Navy submarine is being named in honor of Long Island. According to Secretary of Navy Carlos De Toro, the SS Long Island will reflect the service and commitment to those from Long Island who served in the Navy. The submarine will be 377-foot-long nuclear power vessel with a crew of 132, including 15 naval officers, and it will also carry a dozen Tomahawk missiles.
And one more Russian note, they are issuing an arrest warrant for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham following comments that he made during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent.
Said the Russians are dying. It's the best money we ever spent. The Kremlin spokesman called him an old fool. It's 6:30. Fox News update is coming up. And to look at your sports headlines, wacky, weird stuff, and positive news to wrap up on Memorial Day Monday.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Coming up on June 2nd, the Fiesta Parade is going to start rolling at 7 p.m. Again, that's Friday, June 2nd, along the standard parade route from Spring and Garden to Palafox. Come out and celebrate with the crews, the throws, and the Don Tristan de Luna. Getting a quick look at our roads and weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. The only place you're really going to see some major delays is going to be leaving Navarre Beach right now. It is extremely slow moving getting off of the beach onto Navarre Beach Causeway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. And for our weather, we do have some chances of rain tonight and some scattered thunderstorms right now going throughout our area, but mostly cloudy throughout all of Pensacola with a low of 68 tonight. It's 82 right now, 82 in Pensacola. It's 82 in Milton and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Two best words in sports, Game 7, and we have one in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat, just a millisecond away from advancing to the NBA Finals, but it wasn't to be. Boston got it done in Game 6 on the road, and now they are back home. The game starts at 7:30 on TNT. In the NHL, we've got a game at 7 on ESPN. It'll be Game 6 between the Knights and the Dallas Stars. The Knights lead the series 3-2, but they did have a 3-0 series lead, so the Stars have now won 2 games in a row as they try to force a Game 7. Most of the action in Major League Baseball has already taken place. We have just 4 games yet to start, one of them being the Braves out west taking on the A's. They start at 7:07. Also, the Yankees and the Mariners, the Dodgers, Nationals, and the Angels, White Sox, they start at 7:10. They're the lone TV game of the day. They're on FS1. Earlier today, the Guardians beat the Orioles 5-0. The Rangers over the Tigers 5-0. And the Royals shut out the Cardinals 7-0. The Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 7-5. The Twins over the Astros in 10, 7-5 as well. And the Giants put it on the Pirates, winning 14-4. Other sports headlines in the NBA, a couple of coaching vacancies are no more. Nick Nurse will be the next coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. He was let go from the Raptors last month after winning the NBA championship back in 2019. Also, the Bucks have reportedly found their next head coach. Adrian Griffin was an assistant with the Toronto Raptors, and so now he is going to be joining the Milwaukee Bucks. Other sports headlines, quite a performance from Joseph Newgarden to win his first Indy 500 yesterday. A lot of crashes, especially late in the race. I believe the final restart had just 7 laps. Newgarden passed last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, in the final lap to take the victory. An emergency meeting scheduled for Churchill Downs tomorrow after another tragic weekend. We've now had 12 deaths at the track in just the last 60 days. An update from the LA Dodgers. We talked about this a little bit last week after they were scheduled to have a Pride night, and there was a particular group that they had invited to accept their hero award, and then with enough backlash, they decided to uninvite the group. Well, apparently they've reversed course on that, and they're adding another themed night.
The LA Dodgers will host a Christian Faith and Family Day in July. They last held this event in 2019, before the pandemic. This comes after backlash for the planned Pride night in June, which also comes through some PR messiness. As the Dodgers planned Pride, they received criticism for an invitation to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a self-described group of queer and trans nuns. The Dodgers rescinded the invite, then reinstated the invite with a public apology. So, to reiterate, Pride night is set for June 16th, Christian Faith night on July 30th.
So we have the Pride night with the trans nuns group. We have our Christian Faith and Family night. Are we going to have another religious sect now raise a stink about, hey, what about us? And if they get a Pride night or if they get a themed night, there's always another group. And I understand why teams do this, but I have yet to see one of these themed nights that doesn't involve some sort of controversy. Right or wrong, whatever side of the fence you may be on. But the Dodgers, trying to appease everybody, are going to be doing a Pride night and a Christian Faith and Family Day later on this summer. The NCAA men's baseball tournament field is set. The 64-team field includes a record 10 teams from the SEC. The tournament starts this Friday with 16 regional tournaments, and Wake Forest will be the number one overall seed. And congratulations to Notre Dame, beating top-seeded Duke today, 13-9, to win their first-ever men's lacrosse national championship.
The stock market is closed today, but in a week ahead of investors, we'll be keeping an eye out for data on consumer confidence coming out tomorrow. The ADP employment report is due Wednesday, along with earnings results from GameStop, followed by a weekly jobless claims on Thursday.
Our archaeologists discovering 2 human and animal workshops and 2 tombs south of Cairo. The Egyptian government said on Saturday that the embalming workshops where humans and animals were mummified date back about 2,400 years.
And we've had a lot of shark activity recently in our area, kind of. Well, sharks are moving. Migration is sending sharks to the waters of Long Island and New Jersey. 4 great white shark male sharks have been detected this month along Long Island's South Shore in New Jersey. The sharks are making their annual migration from the Florida Keys. According to shark researchers at OSearch, the sharks are heading north for rich feeding grounds this season.
And taking vitamins and going on walks can apparently be a good thing. Who knew? They can help slow cognitive decline in aging brains. Studies out last week found that a daily multivitamin can effectively take 3 years off of your brain's age when it comes to memory. And also researchers say taking 30-minute walks 3 or 4 times a week can lead to better memory.
In pop culture news, legendary director Martin Scorsese says that he's going to make a film about Jesus. This comes after he met Pope Francis over the weekend. The director said that he responded to the Pope's appeal to artists in the only way he knows how, and writing a screenplay for a film about Jesus.
This tells me that the story that you just read tells me that it's not going to be like your typical Scorsese film, at least the ones that I've seen. Mm-hmm. A lot of there are R-rated movies, a lot of language, a lot of, you know, stuff that you would not necessarily want your child watching. But to see that he's making a movie about Jesus, but to see that, you know, this is coming out of a meeting from with Pope Francis leads me to think that he's going to have to dial it down in a big way, and that this would be more as far as like a tribute, more of like a gift.
Yeah, more like respectable. You know.
Form. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out if that does come to pass. Speaking of movies, a big weekend for The Little Mermaid, making a big splash at the box office. See what I did there. The live action adaptation made $117.5 million over the Memorial Day weekend, and that number is probably going to grow today. Fast X came in second with over $28 million, and Guardians 3 came in third with $25 million.
And if you want to be a millionaire, you still have some time to get your lottery ticket for tonight. There's still plenty of time left to pick up a lottery ticket if you're hoping to become an overnight millionaire. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $226 million, so that's about $115 million if you take the cash option. Tomorrow's Mega Millions grand prize is $187 million, or just over $95 million in cash.
And Gracie, what do we love?
Taylor.
I rent a place on Cornelius Street. I sit casually in the car.
Yes, we love Taylor Swift's stories. We love the Swifties. We love all the crazies out there. So the townhome that Taylor is singing about there, she wrote the song about, right? It was a song about that specific townhome, or just
yeah, it's just about walking on that street in her life. It's on the Lover album in that era.
Okay, so the home itself is now up for sale. Swift apparently rented it back in 2016. It's a 4-bed, 5,500 square foot home in the city's West Village, and it's now listed for sale at nearly $18 million. By the way, talking about Taylor Swift, I know she had 3 concerts in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey this weekend. Been hearing a lot of unfortunate stories, though, about a lot of online ticket scammers.
Yeah.
Caught a lot of people this weekend. So that's unfortunate.
I also saw a story because in some cities, people who haven't gotten the tickets have kind of tailgated a little bit, or just stood outside the stadium to like hear her and dance. And a lot of people have showed up. And apparently, like at that arena, you can't really do that. You're going to block traffic.
I did see that last week and it's rare that you see that, but they came out and said, hey, if you don't have tickets, to stay away.
Yeah. Stay away from the stadium. So that
didn't work though.
I haven't seen any big, like all these people gathered, but I would be sad if I had a ticket that didn't work, and then had to get out of New Jersey. I don't know.
Yeah. What if the guy that spent $21,000, his tickets didn't
work? Got scammed? Oh my goodness.
I wonder if the TV station up there, wherever he's at, if they did a follow-up story just to say, hey, did your daughter and her friends in fact enjoy the concert? What was it worth it?
Are you regretting it?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. How about some wacky, weird stuff? We start in New Zealand, where a pizza chain is offering an unusual proposition to customers. You can buy now, eat all the pizza you want, and then pay when you die. The pizza chain is called Hell Pizza, and it says for a lucky or unlucky, depending on what you think here, 666 customers in New Zealand and another 666 customers in Australia can be chosen for their afterlife pay program. Participants will sign a legally binding amendment to their wills, allowing that the cost of their pizza be deferred to when they die and collected either out of their estate or whoever it is that is managing their affairs. So, pretty interesting concept, I would say that. I'm not sure that I necessarily love the name of the pizza chain or the number of people involved, because I think that just puts a big hex on your life that I don't necessarily need to worry or think about. But the idea, though, that you can just pay for your pizza after you die, I think is novel in its concept. I don't think in practice it will go as well as it sounds right now. But
yeah,
it's just me.
Yeah, I think it is interesting, but I don't think I would be jumping at the bones to do it. But
yeah.
Out of Maryland, you know, senior prank season is upon us. So a Maryland high school is listed on Zillow for just over $42,000 in a senior prank. The listing described Meade High School as a 12,458 square foot half-working jail. The listing says that all 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues. There's a nice spacious kitchen and a dining room, and there is also a private basketball court. District officials took it in stride, saying no one was hurt, there was no property damage, and it was very creative.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a prank that shouldn't have any sort of retribution or punishment. No harm, absolutely no harm, no foul on that one. Just realized we did not get our traffic and weather at 6:45. We'll chalk that up to my bad on that. Let's see how we're doing out there.
Me too. But we're looking good right now. Really, if you're leaving Navarre Beach, it is going to be slow moving. The causeway is moving nicely now, but we're still having some slowdowns just even getting to the bridge on Gulf Boulevard. Other than that, we're looking good. For weather-wise, we do have some rain throughout our area, just 10% for tonight, and some scattered thunderstorms throughout our area, but it's a low of 68. Right now, it's mostly cloudy throughout Pensacola, and 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. It is 6:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take our last break, last time out, finish up with some good news for this Memorial Day Monday.
Raising up, I'm talking about lighter on a Saturday night. The band plays a song you like and you sing along. Raising up, I'm talking about daddy's old pickup truck. Shotgun seat, there's the one you love and you're kissing on.
It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, spending 3 hours on this Memorial Day Monday with you. And Gracie going with the country theme today. Appropriate for Memorial Day, I suppose.
I only get a couple of holidays where I can just go full force on it, so I'm going to use it.
And this is one of them. What's the other one?
Fourth of July. And usually Labor Day, too.
Okay. All right. Well, look forward to that. We hope you've had a wonderful Memorial Day. We certainly hope that you've taken time to not only get together with family, friends, maybe a cookout, whatever it is that you've done, but taking some time to just think and remember and reflect on those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Sure, you don't have to think very long to come up with somebody, whether a family member, a friend, perhaps somebody you went to school with, who has paid that ultimate price. And not only thinking about the ones that we've lost today, but also the ones who are dealing and living with that loss. And, you know, it's just a reality of life. And when we have a military that is out there to protect our interests and in harm's way, obviously these individuals deserve that respect. And we certainly hope that we have done an adequate job of doing that today as a collective community. 6:55 right now, a final check of the roads and our first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no major delays. And even getting off of Navarre Beach, you're still going to see slow traffic, but it has improved a good bit. If you see something else on the road slowing you down this Monday, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. We're going to get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The rest of the work week forecast continues with below normal temperatures, but it'll still be warm as we end May and head into June. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're looking for a higher rain chance, that arrives on Thursday at 50% chances for thunderstorms, and we'll keep small chances into next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's mostly cloudy right now throughout Pensacola. It's 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we finish with good news, and we'll tell the story of Corporal Luther Story, a hero of the Korean War who was killed in 1950 but identified just weeks ago. Army Corporal Luther Story died at 18 years old and earned the Medal of Honor for his incredible bravery in the Korean War, but his remains were unidentified for 73 years. His family received the news that he was found on April 22nd and received his body back home just this past Wednesday. He was buried today on Memorial Day with full military honors at Andersonville National Cemetery.
And one man's discovery in the trash turned out to be a woman's treasured diamond. Mary Strand got her diamond ring back after 13 years after flushing it down the toilet. Strand lost her ring one day in the bathroom of her home when the ring slipped off her finger and into the toilet. This past March, a Minnesota regional water treatment plant employees were shoveling through and came across the diamond ring. Noting the ring's unique design, the maintenance manager felt that the attempt to return the ring wouldn't be a complete loss. Two local jewelers examined the photos of the ring and found one picture that looked like a match, and it was the one that belonged to Mary Strand.
Very cool. Country music superstar Kenny Chesney played two shows at the Wharf over the weekend. Gracie was at Saturday night's, but he did have a third performance at the iconic Floribama Lounge.
It's really, you know, cool to be back and to be in this environment again. You know, anytime me and the band get to make music and create music and spread love near the ocean.
So he did that on Saturday afternoon before his Saturday night show, and he apparently has quite the relationship with the Floribama and has been known to visit when he's in the area. Gracie, you've also made mention of the fact that this was the last stop on his tour. So I would imagine that as performers that are on that last stop before they go home and kind of recharge the batteries or whatever it is they do, that they're more apt to be a little bit more playful, maybe sing a little bit longer, do things that they normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, last day of the tour, so we went a little bit longer, did some extra songs, and we are pretty lucky that we kind of have a really great venue right next to an iconic bar.
We have several. You know, from what I know of the country music scene, I mean, there are a few places like that where.
Yeah. So we're lucky that we get to do that. And then that's just so fun. Even if you didn't go to the concert, you know, you're spending a fun Saturday at the Floribama and Kenny Chesney stops by to say hey. So.
Absolutely. Finally, congratulations to Pensacola's own Bobby Van Dusen. He won his third title at the annual World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest. And that's what he sounded like when he won a year ago. He also won the senior division in 2019 as well. He's now going to retire after his third world title. The contest is staged every Memorial Day weekend in Oxford, Mississippi. Congratulations to Bobby. That's going to do it for us here on a Memorial Day Monday. Hope you've had a wonderful week. Be safe headed home today for another work week. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 4 to 7, for a look at what's happening in your world. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Local Talk in the morning.